This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
We have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
Michael, it was 3 years ago, three wonderful years ago, on this day, the greatest player in Colorado sports history said this right at the in the middle of one of the greatest parades in the history of sports.
Thank you, though. You know that I told that I don't want to stay on parade, but I want to stay on parade. This is the best. Yeah, this is amazing. This is. We're all going to remember this our whole lives, and when we see you guys that came out on the streets, and actually this one is for you. We love you, Denver. This one is for you. Thank you, guys.
It was so great because Joker, of course, after they won the title in the post game, he was like being told, like, are you excited about the parade? And Joker's like, what? We have a parade we got to do in a couple days? No. I need to get home. And he kind of recovered that by saying, you know I said I didn't want to go. It was like the first time he actually acknowledged the social media world for a moment, because a lot of people, most people were like, the guy doesn't care. But some were sad that he didn't want to be around for the parade.
I still want to be Nuggets forever.
Yes, he does. And He kind of called it out. It was fun. Man, that was such a glorious time, Michael. It was a wonderful time. You know, Michael Malone was there, had a couple of cocktails, and, you know, they did the whole Vic Lombardi, the Lakers daddy thing, and, you know, Bruce Brown, he's not going anywhere, and he did, but then he's back. That was just 3 years ago. Things were looking good, and Michael Malone, remember the chant? Dynasty, dynasty, dynasty. Ugh. Kind of breaks my heart, Mike, to be honest with you. Just kind of breaks my heart.
Because not a dynasty.
No, but it could still be a dynasty.
It's dynasty adjacent.
If they win two more titles with Joker, at least... Wait, what makes them not a dynasty? If Murray's gone? Let's say Murray gets traded, the Nuggets do it with Joker and Aaron Gordon next year. Does that keep the dynasty chain intact? Or is that just a separate team?
I don't know if it's necessarily going to be a dynasty. Like, you have to be good for at least 3 years and win two championships for it to be a mini-dynasty.
Mini dynasties, too, but it also has to be with the core.
I don't know if it has to be
with the Chiefs
core.
Win a Super Bowl this year, for some reason Andy Reid retires today and they trade Patrick Mahomes and they win a Super Bowl next year. It's not the chain is not connected to the Mahomes dynasty Chiefs.
Well, it's still a dynasty though, because you're saying, oh, he left, so it's no longer a dynasty.
The Broncos winning two Super Bowls in the 90s was a mini dynasty because you had Elway, Davis, Sharp, Mike Shanahan, those guys together.
And it was also the same team.
If they would have won the next year, three-peat, no Elway, no, let's say Shanahan retires, whatever, no Davis, no Sharp, none of those guys essentially, but somehow they reloaded and came back and won, it wouldn't be considered the same dynasty. That's my opinion.
I think your opinion is incorrect.
A dynasty is a core of players and or coaches. In basketball, it's kind of less, but Spurs are a dynasty because it was Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and Greg Popovich.
Okay, how about this? You have all your guys. They win three championships in a row.
Yeah.
They make a dynasty. Then they all get traded away to a different team.
No.
Say the Miami Heat.
That's not a
and
dynasty.
Then the Miami Heat win.
The coach?
That
no.
next year.
It's not
the same. A dynasty.
No, it's not.
It's the core players, Brady.
Michael, you are so wrong on this. I didn't think you were that wrong on this. A dynasty has to involve some of the key players and or coaches that made the dynasty.
It's
if they're
the
gone...
Team.
No.
The team, not
it's
the
not
individual
the team.
Players.
We don't look at that and say, so the Broncos winning Super Bowl 50 is a part of the Broncos dynasty?
No,
they have three Super Bowls? Spurs?
And it wasn't long enough to be a dynasty. Like, if they had won two,
okay,
three
wait.
In a row, that would have been a second dynasty.
How many years was it in between the Broncos won their second Super Bowl and their third Super Bowl? How many years was it?
18?
18 years?
I'm guessing maybe 17. I'm not good at the math.
And you're saying it's not a dynasty? That's not because it's too far apart?
Yeah, it's too far apart.
The Spurs with Tim Duncan and Greg Popovich won a championship in 1999 and 2014, 15 years in between. But they're considered a dynasty from 99, even because wasn't Greg Popovich the head coach of the Spurs in 1999? Go ahead, Mike.
So the Ming Dynasty lasted from 1368 to 1644, but the people were different. There were different people running that dynasty. Therefore, it's not a real dynasty?
Yes, it's not a real dynasty if they're not the same people. So
the Ming Dynasty is a lie.
What are you talking about? I'm sorry. I was looking up when Greg. I was just making sure Greg Popovich was the head coach in 1999.
The Ming Dynasty of China.
Yeah. What are we asking?
I'm saying different people ruled.
Are we? I'm not talking about history. I'm talking about sports.
Yeah, but dynasty comes.
I don't know
from
what
history.
You and the book nerds talk about at the comic book stores and stuff, but we're talking about a sports dynasty, so that's different. It's different. The Spurs. So you're saying the Broncos championships. Can't be considered a dynasty because they're too far apart.
And they were bad for
so
some
So for
of those
the Spurs
years.
Winning their first championship with Greg Popovich and Tim Duncan in 1999 and then their final championship in 2014, so it would be 15 years in between, that doesn't count as the same dynasty?
No.
Yes, it does.
I mean, it could kind of.
It's because it's because you have the same
the franchise.
It's because you have the same head coach and the same star player. So Andy
then it
Reed,
got interrupted and they didn't win for a while.
They won in 1999, 2003, 2005, 2007, and 2014. That is a dynasty.
Yeah, the 2014 would be kind of an issue, but they were good for so long that I might consider them a dynasty. But like, even if the players changed, it would still be a dynasty.
It's not the same.
You're wrong. I am right.
Kobe Bryant has two different dynasties. Well, no, his is the same because it was Kobe and Phil Jackson. Even though three of those were with Shaq and two of those were with Pau Gasol, but it's still Kobe and Phil Jackson to make up the core of the dynasty. That's the rule.
So basically, it's not a team sport.
Why are you taking this that way? It's nothing to do with not being a team sport. It's just.
So one guy is a dynasty in basketball.
One or two, probably three guys are a dynasty in basketball. That's
a
dynasty.
It's got to be a certain number of championships, a certain number of years, and it can't like just go away and then come
back. It's not a certain number of years. If Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and he plays till he's 50, win a Super Bowl in 20 years, that's still part of their dynasty because it's Mahomes and Reid, the Mahomes-Reid dynasty. That's the rule.
That's just... that. Makes no sense.
You're
the incorrect.
Only person that has ever fought this rule that I know of. Holigans, help me out here. Where are we? That is the dynasty rule. I'm really disheartened that you
That's
didn't know
that. That's your dynasty rule.
That is the dynasty rule. Three
Yours.
Championships is a dynasty with a core of players and or coaches. That's how it goes. Yours is just
logical.
No, it's not. It's not logical. That's not the same. So there's the Elway dynasty, and if Brian Griese had won a Super Bowl with the Broncos the very next year after Elway retired, that would be the start, and then they go on to win. That would be considered the Brian Griese dynasty if they won two or three Super Bowls.
If John Elway had gone to a different team and won three Super Bowls in a row after that,
then that team,
you could call that the John Elway dynasty.
That, yes,
but it would not be a team dynasty.
Yeah, you just don't understand.
I do.
Google it. Google. Let's see what AI says. What constitutes a dynasty in sports? I'm Googling it. Can you talk?
Yeah, I can talk. I can be right. About
the core ingredients. In sports, a dynasty refers to a team or individual athlete that maintains prolonged dominant success over a significant period, typically winning multiple championships. While there's no rigid official rule book, the term generally requires winning at least three titles within a few 10-year window, and you have the core ingredient. Sustained dominance, built around the same core of players, coaches, or managers. I destroyed you on this.
You and AI have made AI made some good points.
Nobody has ever said what you're saying. So that's why I'm so flabbergasted right now. I'm shocked because I've never heard someone say it's the Broncos Super Bowl, but it's the Elway dynasty. If Manning and the Broncos had won another Super Bowl, that would be the Manning dynasty under the umbrella of the Denver Broncos.
I think you can have both.
No, you cannot.
I think that you can have three wins with the Denver Broncos in a row or three wins in the 4 years. I'm talking about Super Bowls. Like, if you have that, that's a dynasty. That's a Denver Broncos dynasty. You can also have the Elway dynasty where he decides to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, you can. If Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray both get traded today and go play for, name a team, the Memphis Grizzlies, and they win three championships there— And let's reverse that. If Joker and Jamal win two more titles with the Nuggets, that is the Joker and Jamal dynasty under the Nuggets umbrella. And then they both get traded to Memphis and they win three titles there. We would say that is a Joker and Jamal Murray have another dynasty with another team. It's not a Nuggets connection anymore. It's their dynasty.
Yeah, so it's a different dynasty.
Correct.
Different dynasty.
I just said that. It would be Joker and Jamal dynasty with Memphis if that happened.
But it could also be the Nuggets.
No.
And then, because you can have, you're giving all the credit to the players, which is a very basketball
thing. That's the definition. It's not basketball. That is football, too, and hockey. That is the definition of dynasty. Robots know it. You don't know it. And I thought you were part robot. What are you Googling? You're wrong. You're not. What are you phoning a friend right now? You can see what Jimmy has to say.
I am not.
What are you Googling? You're so wrong on this. I mean, you're wrong on most things we talk about and debate here, but you are way off on this one. What are you looking up? What is this? What is that supposed to be?
This is the dynasty theme.
So you've given up on the debate, and now you're just researching songs to play to distract.
I thought
it'd be fun. From the fact that you're so
wrong.
Oh, were we taking a break?
No. You just interrupted my Googling.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. I don't know. You're way off on this one. What were we talking about? How did we start this journey? How did we even get here? Oh, the hope and promise of a Nuggets dynasty. Yes, if Joker wins another title,
the Nuggets don't count.
Why?
Only Joker.
Oh my gosh. You really don't know what a dynasty is. You've never heard this term.
It
has nothing to do with being anti-team. It's just we're defining a period in a sports team's history. And we say that's the...
No, in a player's history, not a sports team's history.
No, it's... Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Unless you want to say it's both.
Holigans, can you please just, like, fire off text and say, shut his mic off. This is such a wrong take by you. It's not demeaning the brand of the franchise. It's just we're defining an era when they're winning. So, I mean, my goodness, man.
I think it can be a player dynasty and also be a team dynasty.
Well, it's part of it, but it's not if you don't have the core ingredients,
you don't count.
Then you don't. It doesn't count as the dynasty, Michael. You know better than this, man. I'm disappointed in you.
Okay, what if the Denver Nuggets had one win and then all their players retire, and then the next year they get some players and then they win a championship, and then all those guys get traded or something, maybe retire or, you know, decide to go into something else, and then the third year they get more players. The coach is different.
So 3 years, they win three championships in a row, but all three are completely different core ingredients.
So it's three dynasties.
Those would be they would not be a dynasty because one championship does not constitute a dynasty.
But the franchise won three dynasties in a row.
That'd be three championships in a row, and it would be the most unique three-peat in the history of sports, what you're saying is. But no, that would not be a dynasty if they didn't have any of their core pieces that made it so.
Because the owner and the general manager and everybody is different. So it's not a real dynasty.
It's not
the
a real
dynasty.
The franchise
doesn't matter.
That is correct. It is not. That doesn't mean the franchise doesn't matter. Why are you spinning this?
You're saying
this?
That basically the franchise
How
doesn't matter.
How am I saying that? It's the definition of a dynasty. What are you talking about? I'm not saying the franchise doesn't matter. I'm saying the definition that all sports fans, apparently not Star Trek-y spaceship warriors know that the core ingredients make a dynasty. Whatever team that is, it's the core ingredients. 2 to 3 players and a coach typically is what it is. Mike Shanahan, John Elway, Terrell Davis, Shannon Sharp, that is a mini dynasty. Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Phil Jackson, that is a dynasty. Phil Jackson went on to do it again with the Lakers. He had a dynasty.
That's two dynasties.
Correct. Phil Jackson was a part of two dynasties. Jake the geologist guy. Come on, Michael. Well, County Swami, if my aunt had wheels, she'd be a bike. What is he even saying? I don't know.
I'm going to say this. I do now understand the AI definition that you read, but I'm still going with you can be a Denver Broncos dynasty and a Tampa Bay Bucks dynasty. The Denver Broncos dynasty would be a part of one half, and the Tampa Bay
what?
Bucks would be part of the other
What are you
half.
Talking
if
about?
If all the players
Oh, so if
from
Elway,
Broncos
if
the
Elway
Buccaneers.
Won two Super Bowls with the Broncos, got traded to Tampa Bay, so you're saying Tom Brady's Super Bowl with the Buccaneers is considered Tom Brady's dynasty? Or what are you saying?
It can be a part of that. I think it can
yes,
and
I,
should
yeah.
be both.
You can say Tom Brady's dynasty if you wanted to. He won another championship with a different team.
With a very good coach.
But the Tampa Bay, that's not a dynasty because it was one Super Bowl. That's not a dynasty.
Yeah, but if the Broncos win three in a row, it's not a dynasty for the Broncos.
If they win three in a row and the first year they win it, it's Mike Shanahan, Elway, that cast. Everyone, mass exodus. Very next year, new coach comes in, Gruden comes in, and it's a different quarterback. Brian Greasy's the guy. They win a Super Bowl. The next year, Gruden's gone. He retires, and it's another quarterback and a different core ingredient of people. Then that's another Super Bowl. It's possible, very unlikely, but possible, that you could win three championships in a row and not be a dynasty.
No,
yes.
I think it's got to be both. I think it's got to be player and also team. So you had the Tom Brady era, the Tom Brady dynasty, and you had the New England Patriots dynasty, which didn't last as long as the Tom Brady dynasty.
Like if the
I think it should be both.
You're wrong. If the Patriots won a Super Bowl this year, that would not line up with the old Patriots dynasty.
No, it wouldn't.
No. And even
it's
if they,
been too many years.
But even if they won it like the very next year and Mike Vrabel was the coach what's their quarterback's name? Why am I blanking out on their quarterback's name? Oh my gosh, this is going to drive me insane. Drake May, there we go. If Mike Vrabel and Drake May win a Super Bowl the very next year, and again, the timelines don't make sense, that would not be the same as the Belichick-Brady dynasty.
No, it wouldn't.
Right. You agree with
but
me.
No, I'm saying it can be both. It can be they're both with the same team, and they're really awesome. But with the Patriots are a dynasty. If the players move on to a different team and they start winning with that team, it's the players' dynasty, while the Chiefs' dynasty didn't last as long. I think it's both, and I am right.
HVAC guy, I don't even know what dynasty means, but Mikey is wrong, obviously.
He's just agreeing with you.
He said, Chris, would one consider the Romulan rule to be a dynasty? Is that a Star Trek thing?
I wouldn't consider that to be a dynasty because they didn't, unless it was their local area.
Nobody cares.
But like, you can't count it as an overall Star Trek dynasty because they didn't like rule most of the universe.
You don't even
now,
know what dynasty is.
If the Borg had gone and assimilated
everyone. Oh my
gosh. That could be considered a Borg dynasty.
Nobody cares.
The Borg are very capable.
Oh, this is just a confusing segment. Anyway, 3 years ago today, the Nuggets celebrated their first championship in history, and Nikola Jokic had a wonderful line. Thanks for ruining that for me. 25 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. More dynasty talk? You guys are fired up about this. We'll be right back.
I still want to be Nuggets forever.
Want a free gift for Dad this Father's Day? Make sure he subscribes to the best podcasts in the state. Find KFK Podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or 1310KFK.com. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310KFK.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Drifting, this rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
You guys got to take a break from Michael for a while here in about 30 minutes. Stop by Big City Roadhouse. The best lunch, the best dinner you're going to find this side of the Mississippi, Michael. Big City Roadhouse.
Well, I'm going to go to Big City Roadhouse so no one can get a break from me.
Okay. You should go there for lunch, by the way. The pizza is amazing. You're a pizza guy. And you love it, and the pepperonis are wonderful. Haven't had a bad meal there, and I love the setting, all the TVs that surround the place. And we're going to be out there on July 3rd. Hulligans, can I count on your support? I want you out there, because I'm realizing a dream, Michael. I will be competing in a hot dog eating contest July 3rd at 1 o'clock, and I'm going to win. Brian Gary has challenged me. There's a bunch of challengers. I think we're full. Aaron, are you in, by the way? Because you text in. Are you in? Let me know for sure. Because you text in. I'm going to be doing this at Big City Roadhouse. Just another reason to come out, hang out with us, have a blast, eat your food. Maybe eat your food before the contest starts because it could get messy. But have some fun with us on July 3rd.
I feel like Tanner's got the edge over
He's me. Not in it.
Tanner's not in it?
No, he bowed out because I ruined his confidence. Everyone knows that. Brian
is in it. Because he's doing something with Larimer County.
Brian is in it. Brian Gary has challenged me.
Brian could beat you.
I don't think so. I got to read a couple of texts here. He said, Chris, this dynasty thing has got people fired up. But if there were different players and coaches for three consecutive years, the administration could be considered a dynasty.
Team dynasty versus player dynasty.
You're disgracing the team. Ugh.
Aaron, how can you really talk and compare after the Roman dynasty? Or the Romulan dynasty, is that what you're talking about?
There was a Roman dynasty.
There was a Roman
and they
dynasty.
Were conquered.
Yes, but that's not sports. Here are the rules for dynasty. Brady Hull's rules for being a dynasty. Three championships. Must involve at least 2 to 3 core members of that team. No time limit in my mind on that.
Team ownership doesn't matter. Teams just don't matter. It's all about the players. And yes, I think it should be both. It can be with one team and those same players. It can be with one team.
It doesn't say
different.
It's
players.
Not saying the team doesn't matter. It's just defining a period of history in that team's existence. It's just saying that was the Mike Shanahan Elway year. Those were the Mike Shanahan Elway years. That's all we're doing. It has nothing to do with demeaning the franchise name. It's just how we define it. If the Bulls went on and won three championships 5 years after Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson, that would be a different Bulls dynasty. God. That is one demerit.
Yes.
One
demerit
strike.
Thomas.
Yeah. That's two now. If ever there's a time where Michael just goes off and you hear quiet from me, my head is in my hand. And I am just, I don't know where to go.
I really like Michael.
No, I don't.
I thought Micah came in and played pretty damn good.
You done?
I don't know. Maybe. I think you're right.
Yes.
I liked the definition of that. I learned something new.
You did.
But I'm also right.
Mm-mm.
I think there are two right answers.
Has nothing
I
to
am
do.
Correct. You are correct.
It has nothing to do with belittling the team or saying the team doesn't matter. It's just defining a moment, defining
team doesn't
a stretch.
Matter, just those players.
I just don't. I don't know what to do.
No
with
one
it.
Else helped. Just those
that's
players.
How you define. I mean, Mike. If an alien landed on planet Earth today and said, Michael, tell me about that 99 Super Bowl by the Denver Broncos. Go.
I'd say it was the greatest Super Bowl of all time.
Oh, yeah? Who were the players?
You're asking me to remember? Look, I'm telling you.
Who are the players on the 99 Broncos team that were good?
Okay, you have Terrell, you have Shannon, you have John, you have... Steve Atwater left, so not Steve Atwater. You had, what's his name?
You got the core. You just made my point, though. Because you're saying it, everybody on the team mattered. Well, the only guys you could name, you named four guys.
I'm making your point, but I'm also
you named four guys.
It's both.
Yes, you have to have a team to win a championship, but there are certain guys that rise above that.
You can have a franchise win four championships in a row, and that's not a dynasty.
If it's the same core, yes.
I think the core can move to different teams, and if they win,
that's a different
a dynasty
stitch.
For them.
No,
but if
it's a new
the same
chain.
Team, it's also a dynasty for the team.
It's a new chain. That's not a dynasty for the team. If Joker and Jamal go to Memphis and win three titles after winning three with the Nuggets, that's a different chain, and that would be the Memphis Joker and Jamal dynasty. Very rare for a player to have multiple dynasties. Very rare for a coach to have multiple dynasties. Phil Jackson's one of them.
And I would agree there he did have multiple.
But two.
So did the Bulls and so did the Lakers.
The Bulls,
under him, it's not just his dynasty. It's two
the
different
Bulls,
dynasties, two different
the
teams.
The Bulls' six guy. Championships are the Phil Jackson, Michael Jordan dynasty. You can add in Scottie Pippen and all that. You can say the other guys were part of it, but it is defined to an alien who's never experienced this before. It would be the Michael Jordan first, Phil Jackson, Bulls dynasty. Six titles.
I feel like the aliens would agree with me. The aliens who are more knowledgeable and are coming to Earth to save us from I don't know what science fiction movies. I feel like they would agree with you on some point. And me,
no,
on both points.
Not at all.
Because I conceded a little bit.
I'm not. I'm very, this is like my Hall of Fame argument, Michael. I don't bend on dynasty talk.
That argument is not in the Hall of Fame.
That is a Hall of Fame argument. Faith says, not on topic at all, shocker, but let me just say I am just now being able to tune into the show because work and my afternoon is always lost when I can't listen in real time. You guys, y'all make my day. Well, one of us does.
I think she agrees with me because guess what? She said both of us.
She said y'all. That could mean anyone.
So you're right and I'm right.
Yeah.
And I'm right on both.
No, you're definitely wrong on this. He said, Chris, so Brady, did you go Steve Atwater on Tanner Christian and he never was the same? Yeah. Yes, I did on Tanner. I did. I destroyed his confidence during the race and he is now afraid to compete against me in anything station related.
Well, off the air, Tanner agreed with me more than you agreed with me, so I'm rooting for Tanner.
Actually, Derbs,
even though you're not
Derbs was agreeing with me, and then when you left, Derbs has a time limit on it. So even if Jared Bednar, Nathan MacKinnon, and Cale Makar win a title 5 years from now, he does not consider that the same dynasty. So we disagree.
I would agree with that.
That
well.
Is not true. It's
but
core,
it also has to go with going deep into the playoffs. Like you could win the Super Bowl, lose five in a row and not go to the playoffs and then win another Super Bowl. That's not a dynasty. But if
yes,
you
it
win
is.
A, win a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, go to the playoffs, go to the playoffs, go deep in the playoffs, go to the playoffs, win a Super Bowl, dynasty.
That's a, yeah, I agree. But same core.
Can be a different core
no,
as well.
No, it's core
two
is
two different
number,
dynasties.
That is number two rule. Three championships, same core of 2 to 3, and there is no time frame. Tanner just said he's going to start a smear campaign against me.
I thought Micah came in and played pretty damn good.
No.
And my arguments are great.
No. It's not a smear campaign. I'm just telling the truth. I beat Tanner in that race by so much, it just destroyed his confidence. I mean, I was so far ahead of him, to like two car lengths ahead of him. And he was like, wow, this dude, almost 40, just smoked me. I'm not competing anymore in any of these challenges. Brady's too talented in whatever he decides to do.
Except for the challenge he's doing with the Larimer County Fair.
The wing eating contest?
Yes. I think I honestly think he's saving himself for that.
I can't eat wings in public, so I can't compete in that.
So maybe you're the coward?
No, he hasn't asked me to compete in it. So
it's his fault.
Yeah, it's his own fault.
And if he asks you to compete in it, will you compete?
I'm already contracted. I only do one food eating contest a year, so I'm already contracted. That's in my contract, Mike. If you have a problem with it, you can speak to my lawyer. I don't make the rules.
Sounds like a cop-out.
That's my agent, actually. I have an agent.
Cop-out.
No, that's in my contract. I legally can't do another eating contest. It's in my contract.
Oh, I didn't know that your contract
is in my,
had that.
Yes.
I feel like maybe your agent is named Johnny Cop-Out.
No, my agent, I can't even disclose his name because you would harass him. Because he would be too famous if I mentioned him.
You know what? If you mentioned him, he'd probably come here and argue on my side.
Okay, my agent, I have two, and they just happen to be Susan and Cheryl. Okay? Just leave them alone. Leave them out of this. But they drew up the contract. That's their involvement in the show this whole time. And that we've always made a joke of it, that they don't really do anything. They are actually my two-person agent team. It's quite the deal.
Cheryl, are you Brady's agent?
Now you're taking it too far. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. They don't respond to you anymore, ever since you stopped letting them give you back rubs. Eastside Chris, how does that wing sauce work with a rogue beard? That's what I'm saying, like, I don't like eating wings in public, especially with a beard. So if I have the beard, then yeah, definitely not. I'm weird, Mike. I'm a weird person.
I'm definitely rooting against the Rockies now.
Why?
I want you to have a beard while you're eating.
Eating the hot dogs? Is there any, over or under, how many hot dogs I can eat in 10 minutes? It's a 10-minute contest.
Hot dog itself or hot dog with bun?
It's hot dog with bun. Over or under? What are we placing the line?
I'm saying 4.
4? I could eat 4 right
now.
How
big is the bun? Is it very
bready? I think
it's
all standard type things.
Buns are different. There's like the quality bun, and then there's the cheap bun that's probably made out of plastic.
Mike, I don't worry about the playing field, bro. I just compete. I just compete. You give me...
And you are going to lose.
I'm absolutely not going to lose. There's nobody that can beat me in this. I can eat a lot of food. Hot dogs and hamburgers, man. This is easy. This is going to be so easy for me.
I am rooting for you to come in last place.
I will come in first place.
You're wrong about dynasties.
No, I am right about dynasties. I will be in first place. I will win the hot dog eating contest. 41 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
How about this one about J.K. Dobbins, Michael, from Pro Football Talk? Apparently, he had a deal in place with the Jags before re-signing with the Denver Broncos. Luca Evans of the Denver Post reported that before Dobbins worked out a new two-year contract with the Broncos, he had a deal that was essentially done with the Jaguars. So the Broncos kind of like maybe... They looked at it and said, hey, you know, we're not sure we're going to go after and bring back J.K. Dobbins, but then the Jags perhaps maybe spurred them on to make that deal. Dobbins told Luke Evans, what I'm going to show is that last year wasn't a fluke. Like, instead of being number 3 in the NFL, I'll be number 1 this year, and there won't be any injuries.
Famous last words of the season.
Yeah, I like big predictions, man. I like saying he's going to be the number one back, but predicting that you're not going to get hurt. Listen, I love J.K. Dobbins. I'm a big J.K. Dobbins guy, and I'm going to roll with him. If he's healthy, he could be the best back in the league. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But predicting that you're not going to get hurt, don't mess. Don't say that out loud.
That's hope. That's hope, not it's a hoping prediction.
That's a tough prediction to make because that's out of your control. That's kind of out of your control.
You know, if the Broncos win three Super Bowls with J.K. Dobbins, it could be the Dobbins dynasty and the Broncos dynasty.
A running back can be part of a dynasty. He can be the leader of the dynasty. Yes. That's very true. Good for you,
Ryan. And he could go to a different team and continue to win, or the Broncos could continue to win.
Those would be separate.
The most epic dynasty.
Those would be separate dynasties. What did we learn today? Michael learned nothing. He learned nothing today. But we'll find out for sure coming up next.
Did you know you can hear your favorite KMKA shows anytime?
Ooh, anytime that you want me.
Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310kmka.com.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310kfka.
All right, Mike. What did we learn today on this 16th day of June? Brendan Sorsby, that saga, at least in the college lens, is over. Perhaps a new Brendan Sorsby saga will begin if he is drafted in the supplementary draft.
He will not be drafted.
I don't know. Maybe
only
not.
The Browns.
That'd be crazy if he doesn't get drafted. It'd be crazy if he does get drafted, I suppose. Michael learned what a dynasty is, kind of.
Yes, that's true. I did learn what a dynasty was, according to a lot of people on the internet. It's just,
and
I
me.
Think it should
I
be more
you.
Than that. There should be a team and players.
It wasn't the internet that taught you. It was me. I told you
what a
dynasty.
You read from the internet.
I told you before I Googled it. I confirmed it because you were being weird. But I already told you. I didn't Google it. First, go back and listen to the podcast, which you can find on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
You read from the internet.
No, I did. Oh, my gosh. Have you listened to the show ever? Do you listen to the show? My dynasty description has been the same for years. I didn't look it up on the internet. I'm not like you. I don't need to Google weird facts about Star Trips and Legos. I know stuff.
I'm still right, though.
No, you're absolutely not. Tomorrow is my birthday. Can you not be who you are tomorrow? Can you give me a birthday present and just be better? Can you do that for me? That is one demerit. One
demerit
strike.
Demerit Thomas.
Yeah. That's two now. Go easy on me tomorrow. That's all I ask.
Oh, no.
Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.